Welcome to the Alive Lauren podcast and the place of celebrating juicy, soulful, whole, living, adventuring, embracing on this journey of a lifetime, witnessing. Wow. So what's been really alive in my space is actually something that, yeah, I kind of heard and known before, but something this time has just clicked on a deeper or on a different level or different perspective or angle. So I'd come across Peter Sage years ago when he was in South Africa, and he spoke at an event, and then I attended a three-day workshop of his. And then I was doing some research for this coaching, this AI course that I'm on, and I looked at one of his ad campaigns, and there was a clip from a TED talk that he'd given where he speaks about his prison experience. And it was just in the wording of this clip, right? So it was a time where he had a very successful business, and he had a number of people working for him, and they were working with like coaching people and developing people, as far as I understand, but I may have that wrong. But he had a successful business, and then he was involved in a legal issue, and he landed up, yeah, whatever happened through the story, that he landed up being found guilty and being sentenced to a certain number of time. So like 1 week before, he had a thriving business with staff and premises and customers and everything. And then a week later, he was literally facing, you know, being sentenced, and then he was sentenced and destined to go to one of, well, Britain's most violent prison. I think it probably was the most violent prison in Britain, in London. And faced with losing everything, his business and even like his home. And the wording in this clip is, and from the TED talk, was then he says that, and then began the greatest adventure that I have ever had the privilege of living. And not many people who have a successful, thriving career, who then have a court case which from their perspective is completely ungrounded. They've never been arrested before. They've been accused. They have no criminal record. And even the current case is not true. And they're so confident that it's going to get thrown out of court, only to find that not only does it not get thrown out of court, but you'd end up being sentenced and you're destined to go to the like UK's or the London's most violent prison. Most people would not respond to that to say that then began the most incredible adventure that they'd ever been privileged to live. And it just really struck me, because then Peter was like, he reflected on this thing, on this whole thing, that like, if he's developed over the years skills in self-mastery, in living with agency in a way to create masterful lives and move out of victim mentality, you know, to places of not only just taking charge and feeling like you have agency in your life, but actually getting to a place of flow and feeling like you're actually the vessel through which the universe flows and delivers. And thinking then, if he's helped so many people to actually transform their lives, maybe the people who need it most are actually in prison. And if that's where the universe, whatever you want to call it, has put him, then he will shine his light, because maybe they're the people who need it the most. And from then being in the prison, he, you know, there was a story that he wrote, and there's a whole thing of like how he managed to type up some copies and start to distribute them. And things that he did in the prison, that there were letters of like prisoners whose felt whose lives had been transformed and impacted. And what struck me the most with it is, wow, it kind of parallels a reading of Living Untethered recently, where Mickey was talking about surrender is actually, it's not surrendering of your will, it's surrendering to the fact that reality, whatever's unfolding in front of you, is exactly what it is. And it's taken billions of years to get there. And in actual fact, there should just be a tremendous amount of humility and awe for the fact of what's unfolding. Because we are not the doers, we are the experiencer of reality. And the more like getting to a place, I just thought like with Peter, if you surrender, like absolutely, just surrender to the reality without why me, why this, why now, that takes energy. And if every ounce of energy, there's not one single smidgen like of energy that's on why, or the injustice, or the how come, and all of it's just like, is it absolute like, this is where I'm meant to be, this has taken like billions of years to unfold, there's no question that actually, how can I shine a light, or what value can I be, and just listen to the guidance, and just listen, see the moment in front of you and how you can serve it. Because possibly the book he wrote and all the initiatives and everything that he started and everything he did in the prison is only because of surrendering absolutely to that's where he found himself. And it's like, wow, I don't even know how to articulate this clearly, but it's like every available resource then becomes focused on serving the moment in front of us, so that when things happen that are so out of left field, that land people in situations that seem on the outside to be so unfair, that actually, if we could just totally, totally know that we're exactly where we're meant to be and use every ounce of energy, use no energy on, but this is so unfair and why this and why now and why me, and just like, this is perfectly me at this time for whatever reason, and there is obviously something right here, right now, that I am perfectly, whoever it is, perfectly designed for. It changes everything. It just changes everything. It's just, wow. I just feel like it literally is so, so powerful. That the yes, but, and the why me, and all of that, the sooner you can just come to a place of just being with what is, if there's not a shadow of a doubt of the majesty and perfection, and that I am exactly where I'm meant to be, because if I was meant to be somewhere else, I would. Because there's so much stuff that just happens so effortlessly that we are not the doers. Oh, I was listening to something else with Mickey's and just talking about like if you think about like your bodies, in every moment, there's nothing. I'm not doing anything to make all the cells of my heart coordinate to beat and my lungs to breathe and the cells and the lining to absorb the oxygen and give off the carbon dioxide. And everything that's happening, all the cells that are dividing, all the microbes in the gut that are busy with their fermentation and digestion, I'm not doing a single thing to make any of that happen. It's just happening. So we are exactly where we're meant to be. And the sooner we can just get with the program and just be where we are, and then just free up all the energy. To see what can I do right here, right now. And to be open to that guidance. Because it's not like he necessarily saw it exactly. But it's just that he was open. He was open and he wrote the story and he had it written on paper. And then he was left alone in the class and there was opportunity to type it. So he took it. And there was opportunity to print some copies and he took it. And I just thought, wow, to absolutely reframe. Because that definitely would not be the default response from most people in that situation. There would be a fighting and a resistance. Oh, and it's like how much energy that fighting and resistance. My God, it's like leaks. It's like leaks in our energy bodies. And wow, it's like acceptance of the reality is just like a container that directs our energy, and resistance to reality are like these leaks and holes in our energy body. Wow, and the fighting with what is so draining, so draining. So definitely something percolating around this that just feels massive. So precious heart, here is to realizing, even if it's just the awareness not to beat ourselves up for it, but just the awareness that the resisting and fighting is literally like holes in the tires, like leaks and cracks in our life bodies, our life energy bodies. Oof. Happy adventuring, precious heart. So much love. Mwah.